This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Is it fair or is it foul?
Fastball tapped at the plate. It'll trickle down the third baseline. The Mariners are going to let it roll.
A knowledge test to see how well they know the big leagues.
Lenny Randle gets down on his hands and knees and blows on it like a curler, and it goes foul.
And what our distinguished hosts think about the stories that popped up around the big leagues.
But he got down on his hands and knees and literally blew the ball across the foul line.
This is Fair or Foul on the Hot Corner on 1080 The Fan.
All right, this is Fair or Foul. We do it every single Tuesday at the bottom of the 8 o'clock hour. Without further ado, it's your turn, Schultzy.
Appreciate
the long man
guys.
Of the day.
Hit me. Let's have some fun, right? I'm like the long reliever, like Kevin Millwood near the end of his career, coming in, cleaning
Former
stuff up.
Cleveland Indian Kevin Millwood.
That's right. Was part of a Mariners combined no-hitter. So weird fact of Mariners history. But speaking of the Mariners, got three Mariners-related questions for Fair or Foul tonight.
We'll start. Three?
Yeah.
All we're doing is Mariners?
I won't do it.
All right, cool. We're out of here.
Can't
Bye, guys.
Win with them.
All right, pot up the close music.
Fair or foul. Done.
I don't Bye. Know if I'm going to be putting on this headset again.
Bye to the hot.
It is in my contract, no more than two Mariner fair or foul questions.
I swear to God, that'll stop your heart.
My non-existent contract.
Well, I guess I'm paying a fine then tonight.
Spit on that thing.
That's what you're doing to my contract right now, spitting on that thing.
Your contract exists about as much as Hawk Tua Girl exists right now, buddy.
Yeah, she dead too.
Possibly. She doesn't want to go to jail. All right, anyways, we'll start off with the big news of the day. The Seattle Mariners signing catcher Cal Raleigh to an extension, a six-year, $105 million deal, buys out 3 years of free agency, and it is the most money that they've spent since...
Gotta find a new Robbie
sign. I can't quite remember if Julio signed his extension right after the Robbie Ray contract in free agency or right before. But those were the two big...
After. Right. Julio's after.
Okay, so then this would be...
Robbie Ray was in the middle of Tommy John when they re-signed Julio.
Okay, thank you. So yeah, then the Julio deal was the last biggest offer that the Mariners have handed out. And now, coming up with $100-plus million for Cal Raleigh. Guys... Mariners have had a good week. They released Mitch Haniger. Shocking move, but they ate that money. Now signed one of the best catchers in baseball to an extension. Fair or foul, signing him will fire up the clubhouse and help them get to the playoffs.
I'll say foul, but not in like a negative way. I'll say foul in the sense that one of the leaders is there, that people will you know, feel invigorated, feel like, hey, we can do this, you know. But I don't think it's going to be like a win one for the Gipper kind of thing. I think everybody in that clubhouse knows that Cal's there for them. And everybody in that clubhouse is still looking at J.P. Crawford, Julio Rodriguez, and Jorge Polanco and Randy Arozarena. Like, we know Cal's good. Cal got his bag. It's kind of like an NBA team, all right? Like, I got the Sacramento Kings are on TV right now, all right? If DeMontez, for some stupid reason, were to sign a long-term deal in Sacramento, his team's going to look around and be like, yeah, man, you deserve that bag. But the guys looking around him don't deserve any bag unless a tea bag. Like,
what?
I said that intentionally. So it's, yes, like, Cal deserved the bag. But it's not Cal's. Cal's not the issue. I don't think it invigorates.
Say it to me one more time, Schultzy.
Fair or foul that the re-signing of Cal Raleigh will fire up the Mariners clubhouse and help them get to the playoffs.
Oh! They're just ready, just frothing and foaming at the mouth,
well,
after
Houston
that contract.
Houston sucking is going to help them get to the playoffs.
And then Texas going right back to where they were is going to take the wind right out of themselves.
Maybe Bochy's an odd year, an even year guy now.
I think that it does give them a little kick in the butt right before the season. Like, hey, you know, we get one of our leaders locked up for years.
I mean, that is true. Like, it's kind of like, this guy wants to be here. He thinks we can do something.
I think it gives him a little juice in the arm, legal juice in the arm. Yeah, I'll say fair on that. I'm buying that.
All right. Split down the middle on that one, guys. Next up, the other star for the Seattle Mariners, at least hitters-wise, Julio
Jorge
Rodriguez.
Polanco.
Jorge, third base. He's healthier than he's ever been. Apparently going to slash 34. I don't know. Pretty crazy, by the way, that Jorge Polanco took the risk that he did to come back to Seattle. He could have, like, gone and had a nice offensive season in Boston. He had so
Boston,
many other offers.
Tokyo.
New York.
Ho Chi Minh City.
No, there really were legitimate teams in on Jorge.
Nippon.
All right.
Istanbul.
You're talking about, like, next year, if he fails this year and then has to go over to the Japanese League. Okay, guys. But anyways, not Jorge Polanco. Julio Rodriguez hitting the cover off the ball this spring. Actually hit 2 grand slams, which at spring training, it's a pretty useless stat. But he's been hitting the ball hard, and he looks more competent at the plate, guys. Fair or foul, Julio Rodriguez will get MVP votes again in 2025.
Ooh, I'll say fair. I think someone might throw him a third-place vote, second-place vote, something like that. I think this is a big year for Julio. I think what boils down with him is, I think the biggest thing for Julio, honestly, is just health. He's got to be healthy. He was not healthy at all last year. And number 2 is stop swinging at junk they throw you outside, away and outside. Like, stop. Just stop. Because right now, the book on Julio Rodriguez, slider away, fouls off a changeup, slider away, strikeout. Like, be healthy and stop doing that BS. And then Julio is Ronald Acuna Jr. type potential talent.
I'm going to say fair because the MVP voting technically goes all the way up to 10th. And if you're saying that just he needs votes, plural.
Per league.
That he just needs a 9th and 10th place vote each. And that is considered votes.
And Shohei's votes don't count against him.
Well, no. I mean.
Well, I know. Different league.
Yes, I know that.
Yeah.
I got you. I'm smelling what you're stepping in. So that's why I say fair, is that if he can at least get one
ninth.
He can
be a top 10 player in baseball.
For the love of God. Tyler Holton of the Tigers got one MVP vote last year.
Whoever voted for that guy, give me his vote.
I mean, if you're telling me that you can't get two MVP votes, then.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Julio, my man, we got to figure something out.
getting Higgy with it.
Which hopefully that's what he's done in this spring training. And we talked about this like weeks ago. It's like, dude, get into spring training and play a lot, hit a lot. Like, get into baseball mode earlier in spring training rather than, like, kind of dinking around in Arizona where then you're like, all right, now the season started, and you're like, oh, wow, I'm not ready at all. So hopefully that his slow start is a non-existent this year and that he's playing more baseball in spring training so he's ready to go opening day and ready to start that season immediately versus in July or August.
Love
yes,
it.
That.
Nom, nom, that, nom.
That'll be Schultzy licking his lips when Julio hits 339.
That's right. Get some MVP votes, baby. With a 339 average, he'd be close to winning it, right? All right, guys. Final fair or foul of the evening. Sticking with the Mariners. Of course, they brought in a new manager. A happy birthday to him yesterday, by the way. Dan Wilson.
He's not new.
I mean, new as of, what, August? And then this season, it's his first full year, first spring training, lots of new things.
I did hear a great interview with Dan Wilson on MLB Network Sirius XM.
Yes. Listen to that all the time.
Yeah, they were asking him about, like, your first spring training, things like that. Fantastic interview. Like, the guy is a pro. Loved listening to him talk. Could have listened for another 20 minutes.
Dan is not only a fan favorite, but beloved amongst players in the clubhouse. He was always respected amongst other players in the clubhouse. Randy Johnson loved pitching to Dan Wilson, so I would assume that players probably love playing for him. I just love how he gets them ready for war, but, you know, still.
Randy Johnson? Like, 8 people didn't pick that guy for the Hall of Fame.
That's stupid. What are we doing here? But they should have had their votes taken away. All right, anyways, but guys, going with new manager Dan Wilson, of course, this will be his first full season, so fair or foul, Willie will win more games than any other first-season manager in Mariners history. And I will tell you exactly who the leader of that is. That
can I have a guess?
Yeah, you can have a guess. Go.
Eric Wedge.
Absolutely not.
Manny Acta. Was it Lou?
No, Lou's a good guess. He was there for a while. He only had, I believe it was 84 or 86 wins in his first season. But the leader overall would be one Bob Melvin, guys.
Oh, duh.
93
Your boy.
Wins.
He's my boy, Bob Melvin.
Come on.
I picked Manny Acta and Eric Wedge because they got fired in Cleveland and they got Mariner jobs.
But Bob Melvin won 93 games for the Mariners
and
in
then got fired.
And then got fired. And the Mariners didn't even make the playoffs in 03 either. That was stupid.
So, I was really hoping you were going to say Lloyd McClendon.
I think he won like 80 games, maybe, or 78 or something.
Remember when he threw the base and he like kicked up some dirt?
Oh, and then he came to Seattle and said, you know, that was when I was a lot younger. My temper was a lot worse. And now
I was in my 50s then. Now I'm in my 70s. I've got it figured out.
And he's still, you go back to his Mariners manager days, he has some of the best umpire arguments and ejections of all time. But yeah, guys, 93 wins would be the mark. Fair or foul, he beats that.
No. You know, I think it's tough.
93 wins?
93 wins.
Yes, sir.
I mean, 93 wins for anyone in the West, I think, is a big challenge. What did Vegas have Texas at?
Like, 86?
Yeah. So I don't think anybody's winning 90 games in the West. So I'll say foul based on that. But what I will throw is a little caveat, okay? My team, we lost one of, if not the best managers in the game. All right? And went to the American League Championship Series and won the division off a guy that was playing 2 years prior. So I was not necessarily very out on Steven Vogt. I just was like, you're going from one of the best guys in the game, one of the best guys to ever do this, to a guy who was a catcher on some okay A's teams that's barely out of the league. Like, this can't go well. But it did. And I think Dan Wilson puts himself in a position where he can do that same thing. Like, he's been around the game. He's been calling it on TV. He's worked with Root, etc. And consulting with the Mariners. Like, if there's anyone in baseball that could do it, I think Danny could do it. I just think 93 wins is a tall task for anyone in that division.
Yeah, I'm going to say foul, but that does not obviously mean that the Mariners are going to have a bad season. I mean, hell, you finish 89 in math.
Yeah, 89 in math is a good, 89 in math wins that division, I think.
It's quite possible. I mean, I think that
How many Mariner first-time coaches won the division?
None.
Ooh. Facial LeFleur. Totally right back at
you. Do you care about wins or do you care about
the home run stroker?
I mean, I was just trying to see, at least just look at it in a vacuum and see what, you know, managers in their first season
got
to
be in
historically
to do it.
I don't know. I thought it was kind of a cool thing to look at.
Doesn't have a huge load either.
Hey. Well, he has a big load this year, and that's to win 93 games, which I don't think he's going to do. But, again, does not negate the fact that he could have a great
first
season.
I'll tell you what. If Dan Wilson wins 89 games this year, he's manager of the year.
He better be.
I mean, I don't know how that's possible, and Brandon Hyde's going to win it, but, you know.
If Brandon Hyde wins 96, I don't think anybody's shocked by that. If Dan Wilson wins 89, yeah, it's yours.
Well, again, that's hard for Brandon Hyde to win 96 games when he's going to win 107. I mean, it's weird.
Opening day, and here's the first pitch, and the season's over.
I'm all in on the Orioles train again, baby. Let's go.
That's all it takes. Just a couple more days before the season starts, and everybody believes we're going to the World Series.